CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A Homeland Security report uncovered what it called a stunning lack of planning by the Secret Service leading up to the July assassination attempt on former President Trump. More from ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The review also details ongoing flaws that could lead to tragic results today. The panel said it found corrosive cultural attitudes regarding resources and a troubling lack of critical thinking before, during, and after the assassination attempt.
Former President Trump has no campaign events today, but he will attend the Al Smith dinner in New York. Vice President Kamala Harris skipping that dinner, but she is campaigning in Wisconsin. The Los Angeles Archdiocese will pay $880 million to settle decades of child sex abuse allegations. It's the largest payment from any archdiocese. In Simpson County, Mississippi, south of Jackson, three people were killed, four seriously hurt when a bridge collapsed as it was being prepared for demolition. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. People in Wisconsin are getting text messages with misinformation about how to vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says campaigns like these are frustrating.
If you're seeing questionable information, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state's election official, or you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Messages aimed at college students warn of huge fines for voting irregularities, but advocates say the intent is to scare young people into not voting at all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will speak at a rally at UW-La Crosse today, one of three stops in Wisconsin as she campaigns ahead of the general election in November. Harris, who spoke in La Crosse back in April before taking the top spot on the presidential ticket, will also have appearances in Milwaukee and Green Bay on either side of the La Crosse rally. The three stops today mark her sixth visit to Wisconsin since the summer and the first appearances here since speaking on October 3rd in Ripon. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing the USDA to assist Western Wisconsin farmers affected by the sudden closure of a Minnesota-based poultry producer, leaving farmers on the hook for feed for tens of thousands of chickens. Baldwin said in her letter that the USDA should provide financial assistance to affected farmers and promote legislation to avoid this situation in the future. Minnesota and Iowa state governments were able to help farmers, but no such law existed for this situation in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Packers getting ready for the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans Sunday at noon. Houston with a record of 5-1. I asked Jordan Love about the Texans defense, ranked third in the NFL.
Definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, coverages, everything. I mean, in the back end is very good. Their DBs are good. Linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
College football, the Badgers on the road Saturday at Northwestern to play the Wildcats. Cats kick off in Evanston at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks holding practice before flying to Dallas, where they'll play the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. The Bucks' Bobby Portis on how the team has responded during practice.
It's been fun, man, especially this preseason. We've been practicing a lot more than we probably ever have, and we've been getting better as well. So I like our chances this year, man.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and windy today. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear, breezy, 44. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
Ah, see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by my Thursday guest host, Tom Paulswitz, and our special guest, Joe Fox, from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, talking about the youth vote ahead of the election.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And boy, do we have a jam-packed program lined up for you this morning. I want to say good morning to the one and only Luke, who is sitting in for Calvin this morning. Good morning to you, Luke. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. It's a little bit of a chaotic morning around here, but we're having some fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you get to a point where there's some people who are indispensable, and you've kind of worked your way into that position.
How did I manage to do that? I do not know.
Well, I mean, it's almost impossible to run the network. And you know, for most people who may not know, we talk about network. That's what 20 radio stations are. And so civic media and the growth of it is monumental. And so I'm excited, as always, to be a part of it. And so, as I stated earlier, man, got a great program lined up for you this morning. I want to get right at it. None other than the award-winning James Causey, a columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, has agreed to join me. Good morning to you, my friend. It's always good to see you.
Good morning, Earl.
You know what's so frightening to me, man? I've known you long enough that I'm now starting to see gray in your hair and in your beard.
That's a good thing, right? That means we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, but it means that I'm getting way up there, man. You know, everything about your hair, your beard, and mustache was always black. And now you're joining me.
Well, yeah, that's but I take pride in that. That means I'm getting wiser, hopefully.
Absolutely, man. We got a lot to talk about, man. It's always great to have you on. Every time I have you on, it takes me back to a different time in our lives. But you know, what we always have done, you and I, what we continue to do is we love our community. Is it right to say that?
Yes, it is. It is. We love our community, and that's why we do what we do.
Absolutely, man. So anyways, you know, a while back, I contacted you, a young man that my wife and I have been raising now for 21 years that you are very much familiar with. You remember him as a young boy, and we would always have him around, a young wide-eyed boy who's now a 23-year-old man. And so he was facing, and we were facing, a very difficult situation where he had to be rushed to ICU, and we had spent somewhere around 4 or 5 days around the clock in ICU with him. And he's a disabled young man who has really tough times. He can't really, you know, speak and reason and understand things that are happening in his life. And so we wound up in ICU, and he was not taking it well. And so it was very difficult. He's used to moving around, and for him to be lying in bed with all these different tubes and wires on him, it was more than, you know, exasperating for him. He actually started, you know, physically, you know, pushing back on these things. And so it just so happened that at a time, I think about the third day of this, and he, you know, just could not take any more. They allowed us to have him move around. And it was at a time that my wife was there and I wasn't there. And so she took him down to get some snacks, you know, which we thought would, you know, kind of make things a little easier for him. And ran across this family. And James, I'll let you take it from there. You got to interview, you know, Matthew Cadman, just what a gentleman that I think is an angel, and his family. And James, at a time when we are as divided a people and a nation as we can possibly be, this was a story that I entrusted with you, no one else, because I knew if anybody could get the humanity out of the story, it was you, and you went over and above in getting this story out. You say what, sir?
Yeah, well, first of all, Earl, thank you for trusting me with sharing that story, because it was it came at a time when you were dealing with a lot, and Matthew Cadman and his family was also dealing with a lot. So the story is like this. Matthew Cadman is a beautiful father who has a beautiful daughter. I had a beautiful daughter named Nevaeh, which is heaven spelled backwards. She was very adventurous. She loved camping. She loved going, making travels all across the country. And she was also a nursing student at UW-Milwaukee. But she also had a severe allergy to peanuts. And it was something that they discovered earlier in her life when she first attended a birthday party at like 4 years old. And she ate a cookie that had some peanuts in it. And they took her to the doctor, and they did some tests on her. And they said that, look, she has this severe peanut allergy and nut allergy. So you have to be careful. And anybody with allergies like this know that if you continue to get exposed to these nuts, that you will, the next time you get exposed to it, you could get sicker. And so, you know, they paid attention to it, but she's a young lady who, you know, is adventurous. And she also suffered another allergy outbreak when she was in high school. And so she happened as a junior at UWM, she wanted to be a traveling nurse. Her father bought her a old school bus that he wanted to convert so she could travel around the country and help other hospitals when they were in a nursing shortage. She went out on a date with a friend, and she went to a restaurant in Oconomowoc. And the waiter said, you know, what would you have? And she was going to order poppers, you know, the poppers that, you know, a lot of people eat. It's like a nice appetizer. And the waiter asked her if she wanted to try a new popper with bacon in it. And of course, bacon makes everything better. She didn't know that the poppers had peanut butter in them. And she ordered it, not paying attention. She took a bite out of it, and her throat started to close up. She didn't have her EpiPen with her. She left it in her car by mistake. And being young, her friend tried to rush her to the hospital, which was like 8 minutes away. And before she got there, her heart had stopped. They were able to revive her, transported her over to freighter, and they just could not revive her the way that they wanted to. And that's where your family met the Cadmans in the waiting room. Matthew was going through a lot. Her father was going through a lot. He lives in the Green Bay area. He came down and he knew how serious this was. And but he also has this humanity about himself. Like, you know, he little things that he picked up on. He picked up on, you know, why are snacks in a waiting room like $4 for a chocolate bar when families are dealing with these kind of very tragic moments in their life. So he went to the store and bought like $100 worth of snacks and just put them on a table for everybody to have that were going through a very difficult time. And that's when he met your wife and Jabari. When Jabari was brought in, he was struggling, like you said. He was tired of being poked and prodded, and he wanted a Rice Krispie treat. And your wife couldn't get the Rice Krispie treat out in time for him out of the machine, so he provided her with a Rice Krispie treat and then more. And that's when the friendship between Jabari and Matthew Cadman and his family started.
You know, James, the other part of this that needs to be heard is the fact that, you know, Jamari started acting out. And so Jamari is not an adult. He's physically strong. And so he started kicking things, and which is what Mr. Cadman saw. And he really started, things weren't going his way. And so he doesn't know how to verbally express himself. And so he started, you know, kicking the wall and hitting the wall. And so there were other people who were there and they were looking at this and they were like, wow, this, you know, this is really crazy. And this young man is really outlandish and out of control. But when you don't know people and we're quick to judge, and most people, the other people who were there were looking to get out of the way. Mr. Cadman, on the other hand, James, took a risk and embraced him. He saw that my wife was having a difficult time with this very strong, now 23-year-old man who really was having a tough go of it. But for those of you who are just joining us, I'm joined by my good friend and editorial writer and columnist, award winner for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Causey. You can join us at 855-752-4842. And you know, James, man, as you are you know, saying this and I'm reliving this, the tears are in my eyes, and they're in my eyes because of the goodness of this man and his family. And it's at a time, James, when we live in a society where people aren't willing to take risk with other human beings anymore. And we're in this right in the middle of this presidential election where Americans are at each other's throats. And so we've lost humanity in some way, shape, or form. But this man and his family were able to, in the most difficult hour, show that humanity still exists amongst some of us, James. So I want you to hang on a second. 855-752-4842. I'm joined by award-winning columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Causey. He wrote this absolutely touching article that we hope he's going to let you know where you can find it. And it's called The Act of Kindness at Dad's Darkest Moment Binds Two Families. And I'll forever be connected to Mr. Cadman's family. And James, it is because of you in bringing this to light that this will happen. We'll be right back.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And I'm honored always to have my good friend and award-winning columnist, James Causey, who is a writer and for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and has been for a long, long time. And we're talking about, an event that occurred in my life that I'll never forget. And James has really kind of illuminated it. So, James, thank you. We're talking about, a situation that occurred. If you're just joining us several months back when a young man that my wife and I raising was in ICU and this amazing man and his family kind of came to us at one of our darkest hours. James, you were saying, I think as we left off about this man and helping us and helping Jamari with these Rice Krispies treats.
Yeah, so one thing that I want to point out is that, a lot of people want to point out our differences, this was a time where, differences don't matter. When you have people who are in a hospital, who have loved ones in a hospital, who are trying to care for their loved ones, Matthew Cadman reached out to you at a time when, some people will be just caught in their own grief at the moment.
Right.
And, Matthew Cadman is a white guy in Green Bay. You're a black man in the inner city of Milwaukee. A lot of people would say, what do you guys have in common? Well, what you have in common is love for your family, love for a lot of things. And that's what I took from this. I had a long conversation with Matthew and we both shared tears over the phone because I really felt his love and his care for his daughter and the pain he was going through and how he described how moving forward, people just want you to close a chapter on a loved one when you lose a child or lose a loved one. They just want you to close out credit cards. They want you to clean out their apartment. They want you to do all these things. And he's like, he basically says it's like breaking a glass on the ground. You pick up the pieces, the big pieces, but these little slivers of glass are still there. And while everybody wants you to move forward, you don't have time to grieve. But one thing that I took from that is that what your wife told me, she said, basically, when she takes the young man you've been caring for out in public, especially in some certain places, some people just turn away. They don't know what to do. They don't offer help. But this was a man who saw that your wife was in need and he reached out. And I took something from that. And I think we could all learn something from that, that, you know, you may not know what a person is going through at the time, but if you just take the time to get to know people, you'll realize how much more you have in common than you realize.
You know, James, we are in a presidential election right now where this nation is divided. I didn't ask Matthew his political affiliation, and he didn't ask me mine. It did not matter. It did not matter that I'm a black man and he's a white man. It did not, none of those things, which really, James, don't amount to a whole hill of beans. He didn't ask me how much money I had. He didn't ask me what kind of car I drove. He didn't ask me my education, educational background. All these things that separate us as a society meant nothing. And you just stated it in the best manner, James, that I think it can be stated. And it was about humanity. Mm-hmm. And that's what I got from Matthew Cadman. And I think that he and I are the same. We're the same kinds of people. Humanity is the most important part of all of this. And that's the way I saw it. And when I saw this man, and while we're sitting there, right, he's starting to play cards. Jamari wanted to play cards. And so we're playing cards. And Jamari, just about go fish is about the capacity of what Jamari can understand in playing cards. And he even changes the rules to that. And so Matthew and I, we're sitting there and Jamari was doing this. And Matthew said to me, he said, he reminds me of my brother. Mm-hmm. He said, I have a brother who was similar to that who just passed. And so part of why he was so connected to Jamari was he saw his brother in Jamari.
Yeah, his mother and father adopted a young man who had a lot of issues, and he saw that the love in his brother. His brother wasn't as verbal as the young man you care for, but his parents never made his brother feel any different. They took him to places. They treated him like anyone else, like you would treat anyone else. They treated him like he was a star golden quarterback of the football team, basically. And that's what you need to do with your kids. I mean, and getting back to our differences, you know, I think so many people connected to this story because I think we all realize that the things that separate us really don't matter as much as we really think. And it shouldn't take tragedy to bring us together. And unfortunately, that tends to be the time when we do come together. I wish we came together just as one, like we need to do.
You know, James, it's so well said. 855-752-4842. My good friend and award-winning journalist and columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Causey, is on board. You can join this conversation. We've got a lot more to talk about. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 24 Wisconsin high schools are getting new AEDs. Sudden cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death among young athletes. The WIAA is working with the National Federation of State High School Associations Foundation on the effort. AEDs can greatly increase the chances of survival when they're used right away. Wisconsin's haunted house attractions offer a wide variety of thrills in the second half of October. State Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says a popular family-friendly draw is Jack-O-Lantern Nights at the zoo in Racine.
It's more than 1,000 jack-o'-lanterns. They light up the night through the end of October, and they're intricately carved into cats and scarecrows and other Halloween shapes, and then they line the pathways that just dazzle the visitors.
There's more at TravelWisconsin.com. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will speak at a rally at UW-La Crosse today, one of three stops in Wisconsin as she campaigns ahead of the general election in November. Harris, who spoke in La Crosse back in April before taking the top spot on the presidential ticket, will also have appearances in Milwaukee and Green Bay on either side of the La Crosse rally. The three stops today mark her sixth visit to Wisconsin since the summer and the first appearances here since speaking on October 3rd in Ripon.
Severe drought is now affecting parts of northern Wisconsin. Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland, and Iron counties are experiencing severe drought. Parts or all of counties across northwestern Wisconsin are in moderate drought, while a pocket of largely Polk and St. Croix counties are in pre-drought stages. The area has had a rainfall deficit of several inches over the past couple of months, leading to flash drought conditions across parts of the area. The latest drought monitors showed Wisconsin going from 44% to 63% in drought. For Civic Media News in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you haven't had enough of the Monster series and the Menendez brothers on Netflix, you might be interested in what's on tap for season three, especially since it has a Wisconsin connection. Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam will play Ed Gein. The show has just added a few season pros to surround Hunnam in Laurie Metcalf, Tom Hollander, and Olivia Williams. Metcalf will play the mother of Ed Gein, Hollander will play Alfred Hitchcock, and Olivia Williams will play Hitchcock's wife, Alma. Sounds whimsical. Dog and superhero lovers, have I got a film for you. Variety reports that Crypto the Superdog, Superman's companion, will have a role in James Gunn's upcoming Superman film. Gunn announced the newest cast member on social media since October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. In case you were wondering, yes, Crypto is also from the planet Krypton, Superman's home planet. The director says Crypto was inspired by his own dog, who reportedly is a very good boy, but a terrible actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and windy today. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear breezy, 44. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the president of the Human Rights Campaign joins us at 10:33. J.R. Radcliffe in hour number two, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Love before, got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. I'm so glad to have my good friend, award-winning columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Causey, and we're talking about an article that appeared in the Journal Sentinel on Friday, October 4th, this past October 4th. And James, I will say to you that the Journal Sentinel put this on the front page.
Yeah.
And just so people can understand the magnitude of what they thought of this article. You've been around a long, long time. How often do they put an article like the one you authored on the front page of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel?
Well, it's very rare to get an opinion piece on the front page. So that speaks volumes. But I think they put it out there because when my editors had the opportunity to read it, they saw how it connected in so many ways and touched. It could touch so many people. And it was needed at this time. It was needed because we need to do more. We need to be more civil. We need a more civil society. And this was a way to try to bring people together for conversation, just simple conversation. And, you know, I didn't put a lot of opinion in this piece. The piece spoke for itself. I mean, you have this. It touched people in that, you know, you have this young lady who was a young nurse.
Full of life.
Yeah, full of life. And it was taken away by a mistake. And her father, even the day after she died, he went to this restaurant because he just needed some closure. So he told me, he said, James, I just had to go to the restaurant to see what went wrong. So he went to the restaurant. He ordered the same dish his daughter had. And he saw in the menu that it indicated that the poppers that she ordered contained peanut butter. And he was wondering, how did she miss this? He also wondered, why didn't she have her EpiPen? And he took a bite out of this popper. And the only thing he could say, my daughter died over this. It was just like it all just came down on him. And he couldn't blame anyone. It was just bad circumstances.
You know, James, I said before we were on break, I said, we were playing cards, and so Jamari was being Jamari, and Jamari loves attention, especially from people other than my wife and I, because we've been in his life for 21 years, and he gets tired of us, quite frankly. And so when he's around different people and they show him attention, it means the world to him. And so while we're playing cards, I'm thinking, wow, because other family members came over, his family members came over and joined us in the game. And then I started thinking, hey, we're in ICU. I know why we're here. But then I said to him, man, we're in ICU. Why are you here? Mm-hmm. And he told me the story, and James, my heart broke. Because at the time, he said, well, you know, they told me that she basically she'll need support for the rest of her life. She'll never come out of what it is she's in. At the time, she hadn't passed, but he was looking at, now my daughter that's full of all of this life, at 21 years of age, we're going to have to, you know, take care of, somebody's going to have to take care of her for the rest of her life. And then later on, he told me she had passed. And James, I'll tell you, I've lost a lot of loved ones, about 5 brothers and sisters. And so I know the pain of losing people you love. But James, I haven't lost a child yet. I've heard, you know, even from my dad, when some of my siblings passed, I remember him saying, you're not supposed to outlive your children. This is from my father's perspective as a man in the 70s and 80s and losing his children. And that's all I could think about when he told me that, man.
Yeah, and just broke. Earl, not only did she was brain dead, but she was also a organ donor.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that brings up this whole different perspective. And I learned something myself about organ donations. So Nevaeh was a perfect organ donor. She was
young.
She was athletic, and she was brain dead in a hospital. And what he needed, or what the hospital needed, is for her to physically die again after they took her off of life support. Because what people may not understand is that you only have so much time to harvest organs to use, in 90 minutes to be exact. And then after that time, it's really difficult to use organs. So they had to do, he had to witness his daughter being taken off of life support. So he had to witness her die in front of him. And that was very, very hard. But through her donations, she's still living on. They use her eyes, they use her her heart, and they use various organs for people, and it's keeping them alive today. And it's a lot to be said for that. But he described that walk, when you do this donation walk, when they wheeling her down the hallway, and how all the nurses were crying and some of the doctors were crying, because this was something that was very difficult for them as well.
You know, James, I'm an organ donor, and people ask me, well, why are you going to be an organ donor? And I'm like, hey, I can't use them anymore. They don't serve any purpose for me. If I can make a difference in somebody else's life, why would I not do that? Mm-hmm. You know, and I know it's a difficult thing for people, but the fact that, because he had to make that decision, his daughter couldn't. I made the decision as an adult that I want to donate my organs, but for a parent to make the decision, James, on the spot, in this little window, he watched his 21-year-old love of his life, his daughter, who's scheduled to do some great things in life and serve people with her life, which meant that he raised her in a manner, James, to understand and to be a part of humanity and to place humanity above all other things. But I don't know if you ever think, when you're raising your child, that you're going to be in that position, that rapid fire, to have to make all these decisions.
Yeah, and that's a very difficult decision for anyone to make. But he understood who she was. She wanted to be a nurse. She was also a caregiver as well. And it was something that he knew she wanted to do. And after she passed and her organs were donated, because she was such a traveler, they decided to have her cremated, and they held this event in her honor a month or so after the fact. And over 400 people showed up. And what they did do is they took some of her remains and they gave some of her remains to some of her friends and loved ones. And they told them, if you ever travel to a place that Nevaeh has never been to, please leave some of her there, because she loved to travel. And that got to me.
You know, so 855-752-4842, my friend and colleague, you know, columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, award-winning colleague. You've won so many awards for your journalism, man. It would take the rest of the show to even begin to talk about the awards that you've accumulated in your life in radio. I mean, in news, in journalism. But I guess what I would say to you, James, is kind of twofold. When you started having this conversation with Matthew Cadman, I don't know if I kind of gave you a little background about it, but I don't think you could have even imagined the depth of how far you would go. And in your spirit, this conversation with him, you had to be connected. So you wound up connected with this conversation. Is it safe to say that?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, his daughter is 21. My daughter is 21. His daughter has had allergies. My daughter has allergies. My daughter has an EpiPen. His daughter had an EpiPen. His daughter had a podcast, and my daughter wanted to do some podcasting, talking about relationships and things like this. Typical 21-year-old. It's like anyone's child. So if as a dad, it's no way that you could not connect to this. It's no way you could not connect to his journey and what he's going through and what he will continue to go through. I couldn't imagine losing my daughter like that. And, you know, my daughter had a severe allergy as well. She was at Rufus King and she had to be rushed to the hospital. And I shared this story with him as well. And they rushed her out to Frater, the same hospital his daughter was at. And even though my daughter was okay and she was released that day, it was a very scary moment when I got that call at work saying, your daughter is being rushed to Frater. She suffers some kind of allergy. We don't know what it is. And she didn't have her EpiPen.
You know, James, how can people, if they want to read this article, what is the process? How can they get a chance to even, you know, read this article?
Yeah, it's very easy. You could go to jsonline.com, and to make it the easiest way to do it, there's a search engine at the top. But when you go to our website, you could just type in my name and it brings up all my columns. Or you could just go to our website and type in Matthew Cadman and it'll bring up the story.
So as we continue to see the inhumanity of our society, James, it almost appears as if the inhumanity in our society is getting worse. It's not getting better. And the separation of us, the peoples of the earth, it's not just the Americans that are separated. We separate ourselves by nations. We separate ourselves, you know, by religion. We separate ourselves by somebody has more money, somebody has more education. All of that is folly, man. We're on this planet for a short period of time. In the twinkling of an eye, it's over. And yet we can't seem to understand that the thing we have in common is our lives, man. And they can be taken away like this beautiful young woman in a split second. I'll give you a chance to respond to that. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. Listen, my wonderful brother and friend and columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, James Causey is with me, and I'm always in high spirits when I'm joined by my brother. 855-752-4842. You can join us.
Yeah, Earl. You made
me so. You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. My good friend and dear brother James Causey, award-winning columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is on the line. And you know, James, I guess what I wanted to say is, we were going to talk about something else. I could not break away. We're going to bring you on next week, and we'll talk about the educational portion of it. But with all the different things that you've written in over all of these many decades, where does this thing fit as far as, you know, the emotion? Because you, when they read the article, you can tell that you put yourself in this position, man, and you spoke from the hurt that only a father-daughter relationship could feel.
Well, I'll put it to you this way, you know, in this industry, you're only as good as your last column and last article. But I will say this is one I will never forget. And I won't forget it because not only because of the loss and the impact, but, you know, when you come across good people with good spirits and you talk to them and you share a tear and you know, it's the private things that you share too, that I'm not going to get into, but he was sharing a lot of private moments and I share some of my private moments and we connected. I mean, I consider him a friend and someone who I would always forget. I still have his daughter's photos in my phone, and because it's a reminder of just how short time really is. And I think when most people wake up in the morning, we think that we're going to live forever. We don't think about tomorrow. We don't think about what if we're not here the next day or hours from now. But it's an indication that life is short. And your life could be taken away just as easy as eating a popper, you know, just as easy as, you know, taking a drive that you do every single day to work. And I don't think a lot of people think about that, but this is an indication that we can't take those things for granted. And it's time to get right. It's time to right our wrongs and make those connections that we failed to make and break down these walls and these divisions that have separated us for so long.
You know, James, it's so well said, man. As I said to you, I knew the moment. I knew as this was taking place that I was feeling this in my heart and in my spirit, that this was a special time that I was living. And so all I could think about was I wanted to get the story out. And I thought about, I said, well, you know, this would be good for television. And then I thought, well, why would I put it on television? They'll give it 2 minutes. And you would miss the magnitude of the moment and the emotion because the television outlets could not give the real essence of the moment. And then when I said, well, there's only one person that I know that could do justice to this. And I remember calling you. You had just came back. You had been doing all sorts of things, and you let it marinate with you. You didn't just respond, but tell us about that.
Yeah, it took a while for me to actually connect to Mr. Catman. I gave him several calls. I think he just had to process the moment as well. And I left him several messages, and when I finally talked to him, I mean, our first conversation, I think we talked on the phone like 90 minutes. And we could have talked for another hour on top of that. But like I said, you know, when I talked to him, I knew that this was going to be something special.
Well, go ahead.
Now, because he's a special person. You are too, Earl. I mean, again, I can't thank you enough for trusting me to share the moments that you dealt with as well. So,
you know, James, it was, I never will forget that Monday coming back from the weekend, from that long weekend. I said, I have to share this story over the airways. And it's the first thing I talked about that Monday was this story. And it was so surreal that a person who knew Mr. Catman was listening to the show. And that's how we were able to make these connections. Anyway, man, you know, I love you. And we're going to have you on next week to talk about, you know, all of these other things that, you know, don't matter a whole hill of beans compared to the story we just got through talking about. Man, tell your lovely wife I said hello, and we'll be in touch next week.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. That's James Causey, award-winning journalist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Next up, I'm going to be joined by Bill Carroll. He is the president of the local council 344 of the Teamsters. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
These arms long to hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I had.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with the help of Eric Hulse of Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. And mafia expert Robert Dennis joins the show to talk mob movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.